Ripped right from my slumber by a muffled screeching scream, I awoke beneath the willow by a slowly tinkling stream. And there I found the raven with a ruby in its beak and a queer look in his eyes as if he were about to speak. Fear ran through my heart as I heard his mocking cries. They say that those ravens like to feast on human eyes. And here one stood before me with a claw clutching a gem, a ruby dark but clear, right from a queen's diadem. Wives' tales on the mind, Poe's poem gave me pause. He looked at me intently and scratched the bark with shiny claws. I followed him a ways as he flew over the gates of a long-abandoned mansion, some crumbling estate. He landed on a birdbath and peeped about before he groomed. Curious, I thought, such care for wretched plumes. He looked into the water where ripples crossed reflection. For a moment he seemed sculpted like some avian perfection. Strange, I thought again, thinking back on all I'd heard, the tales of all this evil from this proud and noble bird. I heard a woman's voice, so sweet it seemed to me, matched only in its sweetness by the woman I did see, pale,